So we're talking about one bar of blues licks that you can use to trade ones with yourself. Trade ones means you play one bar of chord and then the lick through the entire 12 bar sequence. Demonstrating this, I'm going to demonstrate it fast just so you can hear, but you don't have to play it fast. It might be like, we happen to be in the key of A flat. And it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, like one. One sounds like this. So if you, as you could see, I wrote flat 3, then 1, like to the key you're in. These can be played in any position, so I'm not talking about whatever position they're in. But generally speaking, you'll do it, you know, somewhere near where you're playing the chord. We happen to be in the E shape, so we're in like around the 4th fret area, so we're playing like that. And then the dot underneath the flat 7 means the octave below the 1, and then the 5 has a dot below, so it's like. And that's lick number 1. We'll write a bunch of these as we go along. Number 2 is, I'll just play for you first. It'd be like 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Number 2 sounds like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Say a few words about that. It comes in on the 2, and so it's like a little easier to get into, but it goes all the way up to beat 4, so it's harder to get out of. It only gives you one beat to play that note and get back, so it's really great to work on your transitions between lines and chords. It's not always easy, especially if you pick a position that's far away from whatever chord you're going to, which is in parentheses why you should get like like a chord in every cage shape, but that's a story for another day. Because it comes in on the 2, as you get more advanced on it, you could also hit the first beat of the next chord and still play the lick like this. Here for a minute. As you get more familiar with as you get more confident switching, like technique wise and with the form of the blues, then you will be able to switch between lines and chords anytime you wish. That's the ultimate goal of this, is to be able to play lines and chords whenever you want. You don't have to follow a strict trading ones or trading twos or anything, and it might sound like this 3, 4, like. Right there, and I just could hear the form underneath, whether the line extended, I heard the chord underneath, or maybe I put the line on rest for a little while and I just played chords. It's a balance between like giving yourself structure, which is the chords, and sort of creativity, which is the lines, right. If that makes sense. That's the ultimate goal of this. But what we're working on specifically here is the technique of switching between chords and lines and visualizing it all and keeping your spot in the form, like mm-hmm. hearing the form as you digress from the chords a little.
Right.
So this gives you the structure necessary to get the freedom to do what I just did. For three, sounds like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. I'm not gonna play the whole form. Number four sounds like this. 2, 3, 4. Hard because A, you have two whole beats to wait before the lick comes in. It doesn't come in until beat three, and it goes all the way to the end of four, which means it only gives you half a beat to transition from. What do you do if you can't make it in time? You can still hear where the one beat is and come in on some other part of the bar, as long as you don't add a beat. What I mean by that is 2, 3, 4, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Just picked up where I left off. Like, so what? I came in on the chord on beat two. It still holds the form together. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're listening to me playing solo blues guitar and I don't play the one, you're not gonna care. Like, it's like if I'm right. Like, care, the beat's still there, I just didn't play on it.
Right.
Number five. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now I'm choosing to like bend that last note a little bit, and there's no way I could do that and get to the one chord at the same at the right moment. So I did not play the one. Did you notice? I didn't play the one beat.
Yeah, I noticed, but it felt right.
Felt right. Felt like the right thing to do.